Welcome to Let Me Confess with Miss T, where I'm going to tell you a few minutes of my business in hopes that you'll laugh and pray with me. So y'all, let me confess. So it has been a minute since I've come onto the podcast family and given you guys an update. But I really wanted to be intentional about what it was I shared, and I wanted whatever I shared to come from a genuine, authentic, and inspiring place. And so here I am. Happy 2019, y'all. So I just came in from walking my puppy, and as I was walking, I was praying over my day and, you know, just asking God to show me different things about my students and also to give me the energy to be focused, because as you may know, in the Northeast right now, it's very cold. And so it can be hard to get out of bed, get moving, and really go into work with a heart of service. And so I was asking God for those things. And as I was doing that, looking at my puppy, praying over some upcoming decisions and some recent decisions I made, I just had this overwhelming sense of gratitude come over me. And so what came to mind during that time, which again wasn't something I was praying for, but what came to mind during that time was how through life God has restored my childhood. And that revelation has just hit me like a ton of bricks in the best way possible. And what I mean by that is I grew up not only poor, but my mom had some personal issues that really made it difficult for her to raise me the way that I would have needed to be raised. So I was in and out of foster care, really dealing with some in-home issues that challenged me to grow up very quickly. So everything from taking care of my younger sister to making sure that things around the house got done so that my mom was never on flag alert at school. A lot of different dynamics were at play when I was a kid, which challenged me to grow up very quickly. Everything from getting in my first relationship young, everything. And so when I was walking this morning, God really poured into my heart how he has restored my childhood. While I, like most people in their early 30s, have spent a lot of time thinking about what the next season of life will be with the spouse and kids and buying a home and filling that home with love and light and children, if you will, God is really ministering to me and encouraging me that in this season, not only am I single, but he is restoring. I mean, I definitely am not one who comes from a place of pride, but I just want to share, you know, I currently live in a beautiful studio apartment. I mentioned my puppy dog, Reese. She has been the light of my life. I recently booked my first international flight. I have friends who just adore me and love me, who I genuinely grow and learn from. I have two functioning businesses. I have a thriving career. I have visions for more. I have so many things, and I know that those things I would have never dreamed of. Those things I could have never planned for. But in my through faith, I'm able to see with eyes of faith that God has restored so much of what I've prayed for. I've prayed for the chance to be young. I've prayed for freedom and liberty. And so in this moment, I just want to share that moment of gratitude, but also encourage you. Look at your life. What are you praying for? What is not manifesting? And really, really ask God, or take some time to reflect on, well, what is happening right now? Because I guarantee that what you're living right now is an answered prayer or is a seed that you've sown. And what I mean by that is not everything's gonna always be roses and daffodils. I definitely still gotta hop in the shower and go to work and encourage myself through that. But what I'm saying is it's the day-to-day decisions that we make. It's inclining our hearts towards something greater than ourselves that gives us a perspective outside of our emotions in a given time. So I just want to encourage you to be encouraged, to have a heart of gratitude today, to say thank you to someone, to share your story with someone new, and for nothing else, to look in the mirror and be proud of you. All right, guys, that's all. I'm done confessing. For now, don't stress. Confess later.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.